Moving on to our next story, the German chancellor has warned the U.S. president about rejecting globalism and protecting any American interests.
The current U.S. president thinks that multilateralism is not the answer to our problems. He only assumes that there can only be one winner in any given situation. Unlike me, he does not believe in win-win situations, and he therefore questions multilateral systems that go far beyond Europe, like the Climate Protection Agreement, the functioning of the United Nations.
In her speech, Angela Merkel warned Donald Trump against undermining the United Nations and the Climate Protection Agreement. She said the UN is not perfect, but destroying it without a replacement is highly dangerous. Merkel added that Germany wanted a reform in the UN Security Council for years in reaction to U.S. President's denunciation of the euro. Merkel said that the currency is an assurance for peace and Europe needs to protect it. Now for more on that, we're joined by Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator. Thank you very much once again, Mr. Silverstein, for joining us. Now, what do you make of Ms. Merkel's recent remarks regarding U.S. unilateralism and, well, the policies that Donald Trump has been pursuing?
Well, I think that Chancellor Merkel is absolutely correct in her approach and her analysis. And I think I've said it here on Press TV before, but this U.S. administration is the single most dangerous one in my lifetime, and perhaps going back all the way to 1945, when the U.S. created the international order that exists now, including founding the United Nations and based its foreign policy on multilateralism and on cooperation among allies in Europe and elsewhere trying to prevent the expansionism of Soviet Union and other states that were viewed as hostile to our interests. Now, Donald Trump is single-handedly attempting to destroy almost every international institution the United States has founded or joined, and that includes the International Criminal Court, which was attacked by John Bolton. It includes the United Nations Works Relief Organization, which houses and educates Palestinian refugees, which he wants to destroy. It includes dismantling the Palestinian embassy to the United States, which he did a few weeks ago. He has renounced climate change talks, the climate agreement. He's renounced the nuclear agreement with Iran that was signed by European powers in China and Russia. This is a wholesale destruction of the international order. And in addition, what's even more alarming about this is the exact agenda of white supremacists in the United States and neo-Nazis going back many, many decades. He is now in the White House. He is now implementing a strategy that would make a neo-Nazi proud. And this is a shameful situation now in American history. And I can only hope that somehow Donald Trump will be frustrated and hopefully either impeached or at least lose the next election.
Now, since you mentioned Donald Trump being impeached, according to United States law, well, Mike Pence would be replacing him. Do you think he would be pursuing anything different, taking a different course?
Mike Pence is a radical Christian extremist. There's no question about that. But he's more in the mainstream of the Republican Party. By that, I mean he's not a moderate. He's not a liberal, of course. But his policies aren't crazy. They aren't completely off the deep end. So I think the U.S. would survive 2 years of a Pence presidency if that were to happen. And then the next election would either elect a liberal Democrat, or it would elect hopefully a more mainstream Republican. I don't think that Pence is quite as dangerous as Trump is. Trump has no moral compass. He has no principles. He has no values. He listens to the last person who spoke to him, and that becomes national policy. And that's one of the most dangerous things that I could think of, having someone like that to be the most powerful person, not only in the United States, but perhaps in the world itself.
Thank you very much, Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator, joining us with his take on the situation.